And now, I'd like to show my love by making for you a Quebec pizza.
What's that?
Pop-Tart with the ketchup. She's good.
Daniel Palmer, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Where that man is fucking an animal.
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 106 for January 8th, 2015. Old School at the Movies, brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like All Wine Aside, Tunes, and Trending Mobile Technology. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. Before we get to the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net is the site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, don't be shy. OldSchoolMovies2 at gmail.com. Or you can tweet us at OldMovies.net. That's OldMovies, D-O-T-net, hashtag OSATM. Without further ado, let's get into our panel this week. We got our Iron Man, 83 episodes in a row, Mr. Heavy Set.
Hey, yo.
We've got Kebo Trek.
Does it feel like we're back in 2013?
You'll get that later on the episode when I cut out, when I add in the bloopers. We've got Carp.
Good evening, everyone.
We've got...
Cock Talk.
Respect the cock.
Taken 3 is coming out soon. Woo!
And we've got...
Hey, Charlie, calm down, Charlie.
I'm only here to take over your podcast.
That's awesome. All right, question for you guys. This is a random thought I had on the subway this morning. In the original Back to the Future, if Marty fucks his mom, what happens? Does the semen disappear?
It depends if she still ends up with the dad or not. If she doesn't end up with the dad, he disappears. The semen never exists.
How do you know? What if he...
He was like the brother and sister were starting to disappear when the mother wasn't falling in love with the father. She has to end up with the father in the end at some point. Now, if they end up with the father together, then that's like some twisted Futurama-style stuff where Fry's actually his own great-grandfather.
That's fucking messed up.
No. What happens is that as he screws her, his face changes. He ends up looking like an inbred person.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God.
On that note, let's get into the news for this week.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
Heavy Set, what do you got for us this week?
I just posted it like not too long ago in the notes. I don't remember. It was like 15 titles we want to see in 2015.
So, Heavy Set, 15 movies we can't wait to see in 2015. Hey, Charlie, 50 Shades of Grey, you into this?
Nope.
Vaginal steam will be emitted from the theater, encompassing the entire four-block radius of this film.
Oh, my God, that's gross.
No, you're asking Kelly the wrong person. You have to ask Will.
Yeah.
I think Mean Jean might be into this. She's a big fan of vaginal steam movies.
She's a crazy animal lady.
She's with the 13 fucking animals and shit like that. Kingsman: The Secret Service. This looks interesting. I would check this out.
I want to see this. I read the comic. It was spectacular. I thought it was really good. And if it's anywhere near the comic, it's should be a great movie. So.
Furious 7 starring everybody ever. For me, it's the curiosity factor how they take out Paul Walker. I'm curious how they're going to walk him. It's like I think they get his brother to reshoot him or something.
Yeah, apparently the brother wore like a mocap face thing. Like a mocap face thing, and they're going to digitally put on Paul Walker's face.
What, through the entire movie?
Yeah, from the scenes that they didn't shoot. So he's going to be like the new Andy Serkis.
Okay. Well, I mean, we've seen this movie 600 times, but it's kind of like the Taken franchise. It's going to make a ton of money. It's going to be entertaining as long as you kind of leave your mind at the door. What's Ex Machinima?
Is that the comic? No, right?
Ex Machina, sorry. Machinima. What the fuck is Machinima?
That's a website.
Is it Ex Machina, by the way?
Ex
Machina. It probably is. Yeah, I can't
Machina
read it.
Machina or something like that.
Ex Machina. Ex Machina, are you seeing anything or you just have a title in front of you? Old school.
I see a title along with a bald dude with glasses and a Norwegian-looking guy.
Okay.
I believe it's from it's a comic book movie as well.
We have an independent movie called Avengers Age of Ultron.
Looks like shit.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Why is it Avengers Age of Ultron? Why isn't Avengers the first movie ever made or something? Or best?
It's Avengers. It's going to make $3 at the box office.
Isn't it called Avengers v. Ultron? The Dawn of the Avengers?
Max Fury. Jesus.
Max Fury.
Mad Max Fury Road. Fuck yeah.
You learn how to read there, old school?
I don't know what's... I'm turning into Wayne as a baker this
it's
week.
It's called dyslexia. Although, I guarantee you the Asylum is now going to make Max Fury Mad Road.
What, just because I said it?
Yeah, they're going to catch on.
Tomorrowland.
I don't know about this.
Jurassic World, don't give a shit.
I'm going to see it.
Definitely.
What's so great about it? Because Chris Pratt...
Dinosaurs, man. And they can actually show more than, like, two of them.
I actually want to see it, too.
I'm actually wearing a Jurassic Park shirt right now.
I thought you were going to say I'm wearing a dress.
That's what I thought, too.
Well, since Will can't be here, I guess I'm going to fill in.
That's awesome.
Hey, Heavy,
What's Inside Out? This looks like an animated feature.
I have no idea.
You're the animated guy.
Apparently it's, like, something about emotions. Amy Poehler is joy. Louis Black is anger. Bill Hader.
Oh yeah, they act. Okay, I remember seeing a commercial for this.
Oh, here we go.
Louis Black is anger. I'm already sold.
Yeah, guaranteed.
Set inside the mind of a little girl named Riley, where personified emotions attempt to navigate the waters of her life. I'm going to say no, personally.
Who's making the film?
It's Pixar.
Pixar. Yeah.
Oh, it's Pixar. Oh, I got to see it. I like Sorry. Pixar. Hasn't put out a bad movie in a while.
What's the title of the movie?
Inside Out.
Oh, it's the one where it's in people's heads. I would totally see that.
To me,
like to fuck with people's heads. Yeah.
To me, it sounds like a movie about the one-hit wonders of Eve 6, but hey, that's a dated reference.
Okay, this is one I didn't think I'd be into until I saw the trailer, Terminator Genesis.
Oh, hell yeah.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Because as soon as the music hits, I'm going to be like, this is the best movie ever.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, it's over. A splooge all over my seat. Cleanup crew. No, I thought there was nothing else to do with this franchise until they brought in that chick from the Game of Thrones. She looks badass in this. And Arnold looks badass in this. Like three versions of Arnold, and then there's another Arnold that comes in. It's like, fuck the timeline. I don't care. It looks amazing. I'm an if on this one. Ant-Man. Paul Rudd should not be a superhero.
I'm going to go in with low expectations, and hopefully they get proven wrong.
I mean, they're literally taking guys out of the closet, like the jobber guys there. It's like fucking, it's Hip Reflex Man and fucking Watchman.
I agree.
The Watchman.
They're reaching.
Yeah, it's just whoever fucking... But here's the thing. Guardians was a piece of shit comic, and now it's an amazing movie franchise.
Because they made it really funny, though. No? Because
it was like the piece of shit. It was like the... it was almost like a rip-off of the Avengers, but...
It was Space Avengers.
Yeah, and now they made it awesome. So who knows? Maybe Ant-Man is the next great franchise. This one, I'm not sure of Fantastic Four.
No, I'm...
Is it because they did such a bad job with the first iteration?
Well, the Silver Surfer movie was absolute crap. Until Marvel gets the rights back to this, I don't think I'm going to go watch another Fantastic Four film. Like, look how shitty the first Hulk was. And then look how all right the Ed Norton one was. And then look how good the Hulk was in the Avengers.
This one, the budget's ridiculous, but I have to go see it because I've really been liking the Daniel Craig Bond Spectre.
Absolutely.
I didn't hear about it.
I still got to finish the last James Bond movie.
Devil Vamp ripped us a new one, eh? Check the feedback.
I unfortunately didn't see Skyfall in the cinema. I only got to watch it on Blu-ray at home, and I will see this in the cinema.
I thought the title theme was really good. Does that count?
And what's cool about this movie is we're finally going to see the villain everyone's wanted to see for a long time.
Dr. Evil?
Exactly.
Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2. Haven't seen the first one. Haven't seen any of the Hunger Games iterations. It's a shaky cam, piece of shit franchise. I don't give a crap. Any thoughts?
Out. No, thank you.
Nope.
I only seen the first one. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, Star Wars The Force Awakens, I really want to see what happens. I mean, the fact that – I was going to say James Cameron. James Cameron isn't on this.
George Lucas?
The fact that George Lucas like tried to call and have some I think he called the head at Disney and he wanted to give his thoughts on character casting and they did not return his calls, which is awesome. So I can't wait to see what they do with this.
I mean, I like the idea of J.J. Abrams doing a Star Wars movie.
He's using practical effects. He's bringing back the old cast. He's actually listening to what people want to see. So, fuck yeah, I want to check
Abrams
it out.
Abrams is a fanboy at heart.
He is, but that's what you need in a franchise like this. You need that have hardcore fans. You need to have a fanboy who's directing.
What's Star Wars?
Are you a Trekkie?
Blasphemer.
I'm neither. Technically, I'm a Whovian, but...
Yeah, you sound like a Kata.
Why?
Because you haven't seen anything.
What's a Kata?
A Kata hasn't watched any recent fucking movies.
Where's that from?
I've seen...
He's a New Zealander, and they don't have Netflix.
I've seen Star Wars. I'm being sarcastic because it's like such a huge franchise. And like the hype around it.
I know, and I'm trying to joke, but you're not getting the fact that I'm joking about your joke.
He's tired.
It's a joke within a joke that's within another joke.
We don't do Inception jokes here, okay?
That's awesome. Three layers of jokes. You know what? Zool would have got it.
No, she's sleeping.
All right. Let's throw it to Kebo Trek. What do you got?
I will go with the Game of Thrones story.
HBO and IMAX have teamed up for plans to bring the former's Game of Thrones to the latter's giant screens, making it first TV series to grace the large format. Kev, I think this is a fucking great idea. I think it's the highest rated show on TV currently, correct? Or is it Walking Dead?
It's not the highest rated.
But it's up there. I mean, they've got hardcore fans. They've got fans going to the theater to watch like the season finales and stuff, right? So they have a fan base. They already have a big budget. It makes sense that they make that transition to the big screen. I think it's a great idea. What do you think?
Absolutely. And if there's ever a TV show you want to see on the big screen, it's Game of Thrones.
MacGyver. What?
It's absolutely Game of Thrones. I mean, the show alone has a $6 million per episode budget.
Wow. So is that the highest?
I don't think anything comes close to that. So it's going to look pretty good on screen. And now, obviously, you're not going to do this for every episode, but I think it's kind of the growing, like, not trend, but the diversification of, like, what's going on in the cinema. Because you look back to, like, 10 years ago, it was just movies, and there was no commercials.
But you know what? TV has now encompassed movies. Like, all the risk takers are on TV. All the popular things are on TV. Movies, it's just sequels and remakes now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But it's interesting to kind of see, like, what'll happen next with cinemas. Because, you know, what, 10, 15 years ago, we didn't have commercials. Then, you know, then you started getting WWE pay-per-views in the cinema. Now you're getting TV shows in the cinema. So I'm definitely curious to see, like, what's going to come next. Like, is there going to be a TV show that's completely in the cinema?
Oh, that's fucking cool.
Nobody would pay for that.
That's kind of a cool idea, though.
But what if you have like a limited run, like something like
four episodes, like a
Sherlock Holmes? What if you do like a Sherlock Holmes? You have like a four episode thing.
Yeah, but then you're sitting there for like 6 hours. I mean,
no, you don't have them all in one shot. You have them like three, four times, say every 3 months.
If they did it like the show, because I think that's what Kevbo was talking about, doing it like the show Sherlock. Sherlock is 3 episodes per season. And each episode is like an hour and a half long. So it's pretty much a movie. So that actually could work, but it has to be something like that. Or I think it has to be kind of like what you do with what iTunes, I think, does with a lot of shows where you can get like a season pass where you buy it in advance. And as soon as it airs and it comes on iTunes, you can get it. It has to be like, okay, I'll pay X amount of money. And every time you have one of these episodes, this counts as part of my ticket. It'd be semi-discounted so people would want to go.
I don't know. I can't see it going that way because – like, more people own TVs and are willing to stay at home and watch things now, especially now, than they were before, I find.
But you've gotten this new phenomenon where people want to be together for the big episodes. The Doctor Who finale aired in a bunch of cinemas. You've seen, I don't know, it happened with Breaking Bad, too. The finale was in
theaters. Game of Thrones as well.
So it's people want to be together for these big things. So it almost seems like, okay, big things happening. It's got to be in the cinema, and we're going to take advantage of it. So I kind of like where this is going. You know, we've seen wrestling, sporting events as well. So it almost seems like the cinema is going to be like, okay, the big thing's happening. We have to put it on the big screen so everybody goes together and watches it.
I kind of like that idea too.
So yeah, Game of Thrones movie is going to be, you know what? I watched the first season. I'll be honest. I'm not a medieval kind of episode fantasy guy, but I could see where it's going to make sense because all those things where they had battles and they cut like to after the battle, they can actually see the battle now. They'll have the budget for it. So that's kind of cool. Great idea. It's going to make a shit ton of money. Carp, what do we got this week?
You guys want to talk about ScarJo becoming the lead in Ghost in the Shell or the Razzie nominations?
I'm going Razzie nominations. What do you guys say?
Sure.
Razzie?
Charlie?
Same.
Yeah?
Do you know what Razzie? The Razzies okay. are, Charlie?
Nope.
The Razzies are the opposite of the Oscars, yeah, like the worst movies of the year.
That's perfect, actually. That's awesome.
And I believe there was only two people that ever accepted the Razzie. One was Tom Green. Who was the
Halle
other
Berry.
One? It was,
no, there was
Halle Berry accepted the Razzie.
Sandra Bullock showed up with a barrel full of, what was the movie called? All About Steve, I think it was, that she won for.
Yeah.
She showed up with a barrel full of DVDs and started like throwing them to the audience after she accepted the award.
That's kind of cool that they go with the joke, you know
well,
what
that's
I mean?
It. That's what they should do. It's not their fault if it's terrible or if it did terribly in the movies, so they should just embrace it.
All right, so we're going to go to a voting system. Let's start off our first category. Let's do a couple of categories. First one's going to be Worst Actor. And the nominees are Seth MacFarlane for A Million Ways to Die in the West, Johnny Depp for Transcendence, Adam Sandler for Blended. Adam Sandler wins for me. Seth Rogen for what? He was good in The Interview. Keelan Lutz for The Legend of Hercules. Marlon Wayans for A Haunted House 2, Arnold Schwarzenegger for Sabotage, Aaron Eckhart for I, Frankenstein, Alex Pettifer?
Pettifer, yeah.
Pettifer. Alex Pettifer in Endless Love, Kirk Cameron in Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas, really? James Franco in The Interview, both of them got for The Interview? And Nick Cage in Left Behind, that sucks. Nick Cage is awesome. Okay, I vote for Adam Sandler, Cart?
My vote's probably for Aaron Eckhart. That just the trailer for I, Frankenstein alone, I'm like, this looks like the worst movie ever made, ever. And Kirk Cameron's not far behind because he's a religious zealot, so.
Kev?
You can never go right having Adam Sandler in a movie, so that's my choice.
Adam Sandler's in the lead, Charlie.
I'm going to have to agree with that.
Oh, Heavy, we going for the sweep?
We're going to steal the Statue of Liberty. We're gonna
oh, fuck you. You're voting Cage?
We're going to vote for Kirk Cameron.
Okay, there we go. All right, so our winner for Best Actor, Worst Actor in Old School at the Movies, Razzies, goes to Adam Sandler. Hey, Kebbo, why don't you read the next category?
What is the next category?
We can do Worst Actress.
I'll do Worst Actress. We have Charlize Theron, A Million Ways to Die in the West.
She was good in it. She played her role well, I think. I mean, it was a smart ass in the role. I think this is just to shit on the movie itself, because she did okay.
Agreed.
It's like this. It's got one of the most votes, too. I mean, you got... So Transformers Age of Extinction has 9 Razzie nominations, and A Million Ways to Die in the West and The Legend of Hercules at 8 nominations.
All right, so we have Elizabeth Banks in Walk of Shame. We have Jennifer Aniston in Horrible Bosses 2. We have Cameron Diaz in 2 movies, The Other Woman and Sex Tape. We have Gabriella Wilde, I've never even heard of her, in Endless Love. We have Nicole Kidman in Before I Go to Sleep. We have Melissa McCarthy in every Melissa McCarthy movie. Tammy. We have Drew Barrymore in Blended. We have Gaia Weitz in The Legend of Hercules. And finally, voice only, we have Lea Michele in Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return. And from me reading it, you can probably guess what my choice will be. It'll be Melissa McCarthy and Tammy.
Drew Barrymore gets my vote.
I don't know. You got a voice-only nomination for a Razzie? I'm thinking Lea Michele must have done a really bad job.
Charlie?
I'm going to go also the voice-only. Like, how can you fuck that up?
Abby?
I vote Resident Evil.
Hey. Every year, I believe, that Resident Evil's been out, it's been up for Razzies.
My vote would go for Cameron Diaz, though.
Oh, so I guess it's a tie. Everybody hates different women.
Well, no, technically Lea Michele would win.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Our winner for best. Worst. Why do you keep saying best?
best worst actress.
Lea Michele. All right, Carp, our next category would be, worst screenplay. Go. I say worst director.
I want to do worst screen combo.
Okay, go for it.
So worst screen combo would be any two robots, actors, or robotic actors in Transformers Age of Extinction.
That's awesome.
Nice.
James Franco and either Seth Rogen or Randall Park in The Interview. Keelan Lutz and either his abs, his pecs, or his glutes in Legend of Hercules. The entire cast of Expendables 3.
That's awesome.
The entire cast of Atlas Shrugged Part 3. Seth MacFarlane and Charlize Theron in A Million Ways to Die in the West. The Rock Monsters in Noah.
Are you Asian? $1 million to die in the West.
The Rock Monsters in Noah. Johnny Depp and his virtual doppelganger in Transcendence. Alex Pettyfer and Gabrielle Wilde in Endless Love. Kirk Cameron and his ego in Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas. And Cameron Diaz and Jason Segel in Sex Tape.
I've got to go for Expendables 3 because it was a complete fucking letdown.
Yeah, that's my vote, Expendables 3.
I'll go with Kirk Cameron and his ego.
Charlie?
That's exactly what I was going to.
What's well, a tie? Have you sense the tiebreaker?
Tiebreaker, buddy.
The Expendables cast.
Expendables cast wins it.
Best worst screen combo.
And our final category, worst picture, we got Ken. First word I fuck up.
Kurt.
Kurt Cameron Saving Christmas. We've got Transcendence, A Million Ways to Die in the West, Atlas Shrugged Part 3, The Legend of Hercules, Sex Tape, A Haunted House 2, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. What? That can't be on the list. It wasn't that bad.
Mm.
I saw it. It was okay. Left Behind. The Interview. Why is The Interview getting shit? It was fucking funny.
I think it's getting shit on so much because of all the controversy it created to make people want to watch it.
Transformers Age of Extinction and I, Frankenstein. I'm going to go with... Ding!
Sorry.
I'm going to go with Transformers because I fucking hate that franchise.
I'm going to go with Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas because he convinced a bunch of his born-again freak shows to go on Rotten Tomatoes and give the movie 100%.
Okay, I changed my vote.
I'm going to do the same thing, but I didn't see this movie. It just sounds super stupid.
I'm not going to see anything involving Kirk Cameron. He's
well, there you go.
Kebo.
Yeah, that's my vote as well, without question.
And Heavyset, are we going to sweep it with Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas?
Just say yes.
I'm going to vote Resident Evil.
Next year, Heavy, you'll get to vote for Resident Evil.
It's going to suck so bad that we have to vote it this year. No, I'm going to go Kirk Cameron, too.
The winner for worst picture, Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas. All right. Okay, actually, I'm going to talk about one quick news story 40 minutes in. Okay, awesome. Why two dudes have watched Grown Ups 2 47 weeks in a row. Now, this is apparently due to a podcast called... I think the worst idea ever or something
worst
like that.
Worst idea of all time.
Yeah.
I have to listen to that. Oh, my God.
So these guys have to watch Grown Ups 2 for an entire year once a week. And, I mean, my question is, because I've seen movies like 20 times. And, you know, if something comes on the movie network, I'll just watch it in the background. And, it could be 5-6 times in a couple of weeks. Maybe I don't notice. I'm just too lazy to change the channel. So... I've done this a couple of times. I don't think it's a crazy phenomenon. I mean, I think it's the fact that it's Grown Ups 2, which is difficult because it's a shit movie. So they're, you know, it's tough for them. But I guess the first question is, could you guys possibly do this?
Once a week for a year? No, you'll get so sick of it that you'll, like, I can't see this. I couldn't personally do it. And I watch a lot of bad movies just for the hell of it. But I never wanted to see Grown Ups 2. Whenever I see Grown Up, let's say all my cable subscription was gone and Grown Ups 1 was the only thing on TV, I'd probably just blind myself and deafen myself to get it over with.
But it's so funny the fact that you have to do that. Is it only this movie you mean or like any movie see every year?
They're saying that they're only doing this, like this is the one time thing for their podcast and that they're going to watch Grown Ups. They haven't seen Grown Ups 1, so they're watching
but yet they chose 2, to see Grown Ups 2.
I think it's hilarious.
7% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. And they're watching it once a week for a year.
If somebody were to do that just for no reason, I'd be like, okay, that's dumb. But because of a podcast and there's a purpose, I think it's hilarious.
It's nuts.
They're masochists.
It's funny.
They're torturing themselves for our enjoyment. Yeah. But
what would be really funny is that if the last day of the year, they would go and play the podcast live, like play the movie and then just dub it. They probably know every single word by now.
I don't get it. Like, I'm reading some of the stuff. It's like Chris Rock was so bored while doing it that he actually wrote another movie.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, no, it's a complete steaming pile of shit. But I got a question for you. Say if you take your favorite movie, do you think you could do it once a week for a year? Like, say for me, like if I watch Dark Knight, I think I could do it.
I don't know. I think you'd get sick of it.
Once a week is nothing, though.
Because I've seen Hackers. When I didn't have cable and I was in like my parents' basement, I watched Hackers, I think like 10 times in a row, and it was okay. Like, I wasn't paying attention to it fully, but I kind of had it on in the background, and I didn't hate it.
No, from what I'm hearing, these guys are like sitting down and watching the entire thing, and like their minds start drifting away from.
But you have kids like that'll. I have friends with kids that attest like they'll watch Frozen 500 fucking times. You know, they watch Cars 40 times in a row.
That's also true.
The movie, though, probably. I mean, 7% on Rotten Tomatoes. Like,
yeah, it's true. If you make the kids watch Grown Ups 2, they'll shoot themselves.
Yeah.
I watched a Friends series over and over and over again, like nonstop. So
I think, I mean, yeah, I guess you have to have some enjoyment to be able to do it.
It's also
serious. These guys, yeah, I mean, I give kudos to these guys. They're fucking crazy. If they can survive it, power to them. All right, let's get into the movie. Have we seen anything?
I saw The Babadook.
All right, cool. Let's get into our movie review of the week. Carp, the Mama Duke?
The Babadook.
The Babadook.
Babadook.
I didn't even know this was out.
It didn't have a wide release. It was a short release, but it was made in Australia. It's a horror film that has 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
Out of 156 reviews.
Out of 156 people who worked on the movie.
No, 156 people. This movie, I felt my skin crawling at some points because it was real suspense scare. It wasn't like your cheap jump scares. And the concept was like creepy as hell.
What's it about?
So mother's starting to lose sleep because she has a son who's kind of like a little nutty ever since. So her husband died the day that her son was born. Ever since then, she's been kind of slowly losing a step on reality. She finally reads this book called The Babadook, Mr. Babadook, to her son. And it's like pretty creepy. And it says, if you try and keep me out of your mind, I'll just become part of it. And it's like almost like a demon possession it becomes. It's like a slow suspense. It's what's called a chiller type movie. Like my skin was crawling at points. I'm like, what's going to happen? Oh my God. I was getting ready for a jump scare and it was like a slow, unexpected scare.
And you know what's kind of fucked up is, I mean, you're a veteran of these movies, so it takes a lot to get you fucking scared,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does.
So if it's freaking you, and imagine like one of us.
I was watching it this afternoon. Like I had all my lights and my blinds down and stuff, and I was just like, there's some creepy points. And the sound person that they had working sound on this was just like they knew how to raise the level to like a really intense like thud and to hit you all of a sudden. The lead actress was really good. Her son was a really good actor in it. I was really, really impressed by this movie. And I highly suggest if you can watch any – if you hated Paranormal, you would love this. But you like horror, you would love this movie. For me, it's a 9 out of 10.
Awesome, man. Yeah. So for any scary fans, creep fans, from the horror movies, scary movies, I mean, Carp – if Carp really likes it, freaks him out, it's going to fucking – you're going to have nightmares, man.
I listened to another few horror podcasts, and they've only ever – I've only heard raving reviews about this movie, and I see why. I was really impressed.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Carp. Let's get into the weekend box office.
Break it down!
Let's throw it to Carp as he breaks down the numbers for this week.
The numbers for this week, retaining first position 3 weeks in a row, The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies, with $21.7 million to pull in a total domestic gross of $220 million, with an additional foreign of $502.
Holy shit.
That's impressive. That's probably the filming cost of the trilogy that they've made back, and that's not like including the other two movies they made. Like Will said, it's the climax. Everybody wants to see the climax. Second place would be Into the Woods, the musical that Kevbo was not expecting to be a musical, with $18.7 million for a total of $90.8 over 2 weeks, which is quite surprising, and a budget of $50. So I'm pretty sure Buena Vista is very happy with that number. Very low foreign, though. Third place would be Unbroken, World War II movie, directed by Angelina Jolie, $18.1 million, total gross of $87.6 with a budget of $65. Universal's okay with that.
Four numbers.
I've got a 6.8, which is not very impressive.
This movie's going to make nothing in the foreign
market. This movie's going to do huge in Japan.
Well, it is the Japanese is the evil guys in this one.
The shifty-eyed Japs.
Debuting in fourth place would be The Woman in Black 2, Angel of Death, with $15 million. No budget that is showing, and no foreign numbers at the moment. Fifth place would be Night at the Museum, Secret of the Tomb.
It's Ken Bochek's favorite movie.
I want to make such a bad Robin Williams death joke, but I won't. So for its third week, it made $14.5 million for a total of $89 on a fairly large budget of $127. Fox is not happy. Sixth would be Black Annie, or the Annie remake, which nobody...
Oh, jeez. Now MJR is going to tweet me now because you're a fucking racist.
Nobody
again.
Asked for this to be remade. I don't know here why. We
go. Here come the hate tweets. At Killer Carpe Diem,
no, but
thank you.
It's not just that. It's... When I was a kid, like, first Annie was fun, and I don't see the need, but Hollywood has no ideas, and Sony obviously needed something to recoup.
And Jamie Foxx needs work.
Jamie Foxx needs to work for Sony because, from what I understand, his Electro wasn't all that great. So its third weekend, it made 11.2 for a total of 72.4 on $65 million. I'm sure they were expecting a lot more. They're not going to see it. Seventh place would be The Imitation Game with $7.7 million for a total of $30 million. I want to see this at some point personally. I don't know about everybody else, but I'm going to wait for a Cheapy Tuesday.
That reminds me, what the fuck is this?
It's a kind of a World War II thriller about the
It's about Enigma with Cumberbatch. Yeah.
It's Codebreakers or whatever.
Codebreakers.
Yeah, I checked this out.
Eighth place, we have The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1 for its seventh week. It pulled in $7.5 million for a total gross of $323 million. On a $125 million budget.
What's the foreign?
It's foreign of 371.6.
That's retarded.
Yeah. Like we were saying, teenagers in the dystopian future seem to be pulling in money. So.
Cameraman with Parkinson's.
Yeah. Ninth place, we have The Gambler. It would be a Mark Wahlberg film about him being a gambler.
I got a question for you, Carp.
Yep.
Do you know when to hold him?
I'm not sure when to hold him, but sometimes I don't know when to walk away, but I definitely know when to run.
Awesome.
The Gambler pulling in 6.3 in 2 weeks for a total of 27.6 on $25 million. It'll make its money back in the end. And
DVD sales and TV rights.
10th place, 9 weeks strong with Big Hero 6 for $4.7 million with a total of $211 million and a foreign number of $167 on a $125 million budget. I know this is based on a comic. There will probably be a sequel.
Yeah, it broke even. I saw this, actually. I legally acquired it.
Did you say
regally acquired it? Well, it is based in Asia, so I regally acquired it. But it was okay. But I can see why it didn't do as good as they thought it would do, because it does deal with like death, and fucking like the kids in a fucking illegal fighting thing. It's like it gets in touch into a lot of adult.
I can see this not being a 2-time movie for some. Like when parents bring their kids and the kids like, that was awesome to see it again. The parents would be like, no, you can't.
Yeah. No, it was not. It was for, it should have been PG-13. Like, honestly.
No, there was no swearing, but it was violent. It was like violent.
It should have been PG at least.
Yeah. Still got a shout out for one of my top movies of the year. So.
Awesome. Yeah, no, it was fun. Actually, I literally laughed out loud, and I don't do this a lot where I have to rewind something back to hear it because I laugh so much. Carp, do you remember the point where it's like this younger guy, he's like a hipster. He goes in and sees his butler and gives him a fist pump.
Yeah.
And then because the robot learns how to do the fist pump, and then like he moves his hand back or like there's an explosion. But the way he says it, he's like, blah, 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 blah. And then so then he goes to the butler. So the guy looks like the Michelin tire mascot. Robot. Goes to the butler, fist bumps him, and looks at him and goes, blah, blah, blah. I literally started crying. I was laughing so hard. I had to rewind it back. And for me, it was like the funniest part of the movie. But that moment does not happen often. I was literally crying. It was one of the funniest things I've seen all year.
No, I definitely like, if you've watched Wreck-It Ralph and the other ones, I suggest checking out Big Hero 6.
Yeah. Don't bring your little kids, though, because it deals with a lot of like,
It's
fucking adult-like shit.
Death and violence and other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Carp. Let's get into movies for this week. I'm really looking forward to this one. I can't believe they came out with a third one, but it still looks badass. Starring Liam Neeson in the greatest franchise of all time, apart from Batman. This is Taken 3.
Hey.
Lenny. Good to see you.
You too. Kim's doing okay?
Yeah, seems like the usual, Kim. Lenny! Lenny?
Sir, back away now!
I didn't do this.
Put your hands up, now!
Wanted for murder. Suspect's name, Brian Mills.
21, he joins the army. At 23, he joins the special forces. He's a trained sniper. An explosives expert. No service record, no discharge record, nothing. This guy right here, he knows how to disappear.
Listen carefully, Kim. Something terrible's happened to your mom.
I don't know who you are. I don't know.
Dad, what's going on?
Don't trust anyone.
Fold down your hands.
There are things I've done in my life, and I was always ready to face the consequences to protect my family. What do you know?
What I know is soon everyone you love will be dead.
What's your first priority here, Inspector?
My job is to bring you in.
My first priority is to protect the only one I have left.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to take you.
If you go down this road, the LAPD, the FBI, the CIA, they're all going to come for you. They'll find you, and they'll stop you.
Good luck.
Yes! It comes full circle, the good luck. You know what? The second one was fucking atrocious. But I'm really looking forward to this one. This looks like it can bring the franchise back. I didn't think anything else could be done with it. But you know what? They take his reputation in it. And I think it's going to be fucking awesome again. I don't care. I'm going to risk it. I'm going to take a chance on Taken 3. What do you guys think? Kebo Trek, yeah or nay?
As long as he has his particular set of skills, definitely. Yeah. And I'll be seeing this movie on Friday.
Awesome. Charlie?
I don't know. You seem very excited about it, so I might go check it out just because of it.
I'm a fanboy of Neeson. It's like a non-homosexual, what is it called, a man crush?
Yeah, man crush.
Don't lie. You totally.
Don't lie, though. You crush him
totally
hard.
Totally.
If Will was here, Will would talk about his huge cock, but I think he's a good actor. So so that's a yay for you, just because I'm super hyped. That's cool. Carp, yay or nay?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm going Friday.
Yeah, let's all go Friday.
Our
Done.
Local area, I should say.
Yeah. Heavy set. Let's get the clean sweep.
I'm a nay because I haven't even seen the first two.
Fuck you. You're serious?
I didn't either.
How do you not see the first one?
I didn't see them either.
Really?
I still see it.
Okay, Charlie, before you come with us, you have to watch just the first one.
Just the first one?
The second one doesn't exist.
Okay. Especially if you can find the unrated one.
Okay, sounds good.
Charlie, you're going to literally watch it tomorrow. You're going to freak out. It's the greatest action movie ever.
Okay.
It's the fucking... And it's the best.
And then we'll talk about it on the other podcast. And
absolutely. Can't believe, Heavy, you haven't seen it. I'm shocked. I'm literally marking out right now.
Yep, sorry.
Okay, well, check it out, dude. I think it'll change your mind. Okay, on DVD, we don't got too much. Yeah, we have nothing.
I'd suggest, I haven't seen it, but I've heard good things, Horns. It's Harry Potter, like, grows devil horns.
Oh, yeah. I would check that out, just for the curiosity factor.
Nick Cage Rapture flick, man. Left Behind is coming out.
Oh, that's out this week?
Yeah. And then the Kevbo's number two there that he loved about a little boy.
Yeah, you talked way too much of that. Was creep me out.
Awesome.
All right.
Movie. Awesome movie.
I heard they're making a sequel. It's called Boyhood 2, Boyhooder.
Does he get taken?
If he gets taken and they involve Liam Neeson, I will see Boyhood 2.
That'd be awesome. Okay, let's get into feedback.
You never go ass to mouth.
You've never gone ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
I've never gone ass to mouth.
Okay, here we go. This comes from Toons Brian. He was on the show last week. He writes, had a blast last week with hashtag OSATM guys, except Resident Evil whipping boy Kev Botrek, because traditions are meant to be observed. I agree, Brian. Thanks for coming on the show last week. You did a great job. And you are invited anytime, big Star Wars guys, so we need more Star Wars people. This comes from WIRX Kata. He writes, hashtag OSATM, never seen Ghostbusters or any of the Rocky movies. Heavy, is he trolling us at this point?
There's a lot of shit that he hasn't seen or has no idea about. Like, Ghostbusters, I don't understand. I got a friend who is from my area. He is 22, a film student. He's never seen Back to the Future. He's never seen Ghostbusters or any of the Ninja Turtle movies.
How old is this guy?
Like, wow. Like I said, he's 20. Well, wait a minute. The guy we're talking about, the Twitter guy I'm talking about.
The guy you're talking about not seeing Back to the Future or any of that shit.
He, like I said, he's about 22, and he's a film student.
What the fuck, man?
And I had fun because he goes to a lot of the same indie shows. Actually, anybody who listens to the Ohio Wrestling Network or when it was Kayfabe Sports, it's the guy.
Ohio Valley Indie Wrestling Network.
Shut up. It's the guy that does the Juicy shows. It's him.
What? Okay, tell your Juicy friend he's a fucking retard. He's got to start watching movies, man.
And the funny thing is, there's a little kid that comes to these indie shows too. He just turned 13 or 14. And I called him over and I was like, have you seen Ghostbusters? He's like, yeah. Have you seen Ninja Turtles? Yeah. Have you seen Back to the Future yet? I'm like, this kid's a teenager. Actually, my nephew is five. I think he's going to be five this coming year. He's seen all those movies. Oh, and he's never seen any of the Jurassic Parks.
That's just good parenting then.
And, all right, we got some, yeah.
I mean, agree. Come on. Like, 22 and you haven't seen, and you're a film student? You should be part of, be a film student.
I agree. You know what was cool? Brian mentioned on his show that, because he's the huge Star Wars geek, he's going to take his kid out of school to watch the fucking movie. That's a cool parent, wow. I think.
Force Awakens, I'm at the midnight showing, man, for Force Awakens.
Yeah, he's gonna do the midnight showing, and he's going to let his kid, like, not go to school the next day. I think that's a cool fucking parent. I don't care. Okay, we got a bunch of DRG tweets. Let's start. I'm with old school Dick Van Dyke for the next Bond. Hashtag MCMN. Hashtag OSATM. I agree, man. Dick Van Dyke. He's got the perfect Cockney accent. DRG, with all the fun reboot talk this week, what is one franchise you think would work well and one that would be horrible if rebooted? Hashtag OSATM. You know what they got to bring back? Thunder, 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 Thundercats. Live action with Mark Wahlberg.
As Lino?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Lino.
Thunder, Thunder, Thunder.
For a bad one, I can say probably the Godfather movies.
Yeah, no, those should
That would be horrible. You know, they should bring back Inspector Gadget, but make it like really like legit good and put Steve Carell.
I don't know.
Yes, totally agree.
Fucking right. Inspector Gadget, Steve Carell.
I think whenever they did the Inspector Gadget sequel, I've never seen it, but that seemed to be more truer to the cartoon than the first one would be.
The first one was a fucking clusterfuck.
They could have made it so much better, for sure.
It was a slap in the face to any fan of the show. Like, for example, like, supposed to show Dr. Claw at all, like just his arm or something. You're not supposed to actually show him. And they actually went into that. And I think when they made the sequel, they kind of go back to the whole premise of, okay, you don't see all of Dr. Claw.
And they should have did, like, when Transformers got Optimus Prime, the real voice, they should have got the actual Dr. Claw voice.
I don't know. Is he still alive? I don't know who did the voice.
I think there might be the thing of him being alive or not. That would be a problem.
Well, you just bring him back. I don't know.
Okay.
No, but you could rehash that. I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
We've still yet to.
That might not work.
I'm sure there's people that can do very.
Yeah, just try to do that voice. Any other franchises you would either not bring back or bring back?
I don't know. I complain about a lot of the bad reboots, so I'm going to stay out of this because no matter what is said, it's probably going to be terrible.
You know what, though? There was now that I think of it, the Mortal Kombat internet reboot. If they could put a big budget to that, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. What about a Spider-Man? Reboot,
yeah, maybe
reboot
an origin
again.
Story. Have another origin story.
Oh, yeah, they need to stop that for sure.
They need to just give Marvel the rights back. Like, Marvel has to take the rights back. That's it.
Yeah, it can be cool to mix Spider-Man with, like, the Avengers and stuff. It'd be cool. DRG, Digital Cop. But we were talking about how AA bought the interview on Google Play. He owns it as a digital copy. So I asked the Twitterverse if they owned somebody. Oh, you're gone?
Yeah, I got to switch shows.
Okay. See, you want to plug?
Obviously, you can find. Actually, you need to change your little template for the show. Kayfabe Sports is no longer a thing. It is www. And I even changed it last week.
That's awesome.
It's the OhioWrestlingNetwork.com. And obviously, the great shows that we have on the Trending Topics Network. NFL Easy Picks, still going strong. Yeah. Karp can go fuck himself, even though he thinks he's beating all the Americans. But there's still at least one Texan kicking his ass.
Isn't he still in fourth?
I'm in third.
Ooh.
But a Brit is in first.
Really?
No, he's not.
Oh, I thought he was.
Dude, did you see how he did last week in picks?
I
went 4-0, too. We were the only ones who did. Fucking Ant, who was in first, went 1-3.
Wow.
Oh, that's terrible.
If Dallas would have lost, he would have went 0-4.
Okay.
Cool. So check out a bunch of shows on the Trending Topics Network. Hold on. Let's see if I don't botch this. Ohio Valley Wrestling Network.
Ohio.
Fuck.
The Ohio Wrestling Network.
Ohio Wrestling Network. I legit tried to get that right, too.
You didn't. You lied.
I swear to God, I legit tried to get it right.
That's amazing.
Okay. Thank you very much, Heavy Set. Check that out. And WrestleCast. Hey, next week, if I actually go on time, can you get me on?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, we're going to start early specifically next week so I can get on WrestleCast. I want to get on there.
All right.
Okay, we were talking about last week about digital copies, and AA Andy Anderson had mentioned that he owned the interview on Google Play. So I went to the Twitterverse and I asked, do you guys mind purchasing digital copies, or are you more of like renters? Would you mind having a library entirely in the crowd?
In the crowd.
I'm going Asian again. In the cloud, would you mind, or do you have to have that physical copy, that DVD, that tangible thing? DRG writes, tweets, digital copies are great. I work all hours of the night, and I can watch them at work without my work PC showing that I watched a flick. I mean, yeah, I guess if he brings the DVD, it'd be the same thing. But it's kind of cool that he doesn't have to bring his library with him, that he can stream it wherever he wants and on whatever device he wants. So that's cool. We have another person that buys digital copies. Okay, Kebo Trek, get ready, man. We have a huge Devil Vant rant of tweets here. It starts off, someone please let me know when Kebo Fuckhead is going to get his big boy voice. Hashtag OSATM. Listening to him a half-ass explain Star Wars spinoff. Devil Vamp. Language is not good or bad. It is just a way to communicate. So last week I said that it would hurt the Ghostbuster franchise if they didn't allow a bit of foul language. Brian disagreed, and I think I know why, because he has kids, and so he sees it as unnecessary. He sees they can write it in a way where they don't have to have the foul language. Devil Vamp agrees on my side. He says language is not good or bad. It is just a way to communicate. Hashtag OSATM. At Toons Brian is wrong. Movies should not change the language for ratings. Do you guys agree?
I have no idea.
Your silence.
I don't know. I'm like on my way to my doctor's appointments during the spring. I passed in elementary school, and their language is more colorful than ours is sometimes. So I think I can't – but it's the rating board. It's always going to be that way.
It's true. But, again, I think it goes back to the question, do you see Ghostbusters as a kids franchise or more of an adult franchise? That's where I think the question lines up. And I think nowadays you make more money with the PG movies.
Oh, definitely.
And I think it depends on a movie like – Ghostbusters, it's not going to affect anything if you take out some swear words, whereas something like Expendables, we saw the kind of effect it would have. So for something like Ghostbusters, I really don't think it'll affect the quality. Obviously, it's going to do better at the box office if it's PG, so I don't see anything wrong with it.
The Devil Vamp rant continues, writes to Ant, hashtag OSATM, these fuckers have no idea how the Bond films work. Jesus. You're all fucking wrong. Kebo Fuckhead is fucking retarded. Now, I'm not a huge Bond fan, so did you guys, botch the timeline, or why is he so pissed?
I have no idea. Because wasn't I the one suggesting starting from the beginning?
Yeah, well, didn't you say watch – you either said watch Skyfall, or you said watch
– No,
if you had to watch a Brosnan one, watch –
GoldenEye. Yeah, GoldenEye. That definitely wasn't me, I don't think.
Yeah. I don't know. He's shitting on you. I don't see how you messed up.
Because I remember saying start from the beginning.
Yeah, so I don't – Devil Vant, man, are you just shitting on him? Or, I want to get your thoughts on this. Maybe I get you on next week. Get your thoughts. He continues, fucking hell, shut up. Hashtag OSATM, all of you are fucking retarded and know nothing about Bond. What do you guys say to, like, piss him off? I don't get it. Just don't talk about it. What did we shove a pencil in my ear? Dude, what did we say that, like, I hear you on my end, like, I'm not a Bond fan, so, like, what did we fuck up? Blame Toons Brian for that one. Double Vamp, listening to Kepo Fuckhead read box office numbers is like getting punched in the head with huge balls of boring. Use inflection, bitch. Okay, I'll say to this, I'm going to stand by Kepo Trek on this. He's an accountant, okay? We need a numbers guy reading the numbers. I think it makes sense. If he's a bit dry with it, it's a numbers segment. You have to read it dry.
Right.
So I
didn't read it dry, though.
Well, I'm also trying not to move too much while I...
Oh, yes,
well, I talk because it's shaking the mic, yeah.
So, but I mean, here's the thing. I agree with Kembo's delivery for it. He's a numbers guy.
He could definitely be a little more animated about it.
No, but that's how he is. He's an accountant.
No, but also I think it has a lot to do with the fact that we're all on Skype rather than in front of each other. There's that's less true. Interaction. We can't see each other. So, of course, the podcast sometimes might be a little dry, but it's what it is. We're not together. What do you want, right?
Oh, he gets... This is directed to me. Don't mention Mary Poppins and the accents around Ant. He gets pissed because he's a Cockney. Hashtag OSATM. Fucking die, Kepo Trek.
Oh, okay, my God.
So he's a... Yeah, okay. So I didn't know Ant was a Cockney. So yeah, he must fucking hate the fact that I say that Dick Van Dyke has the best Cockney accent on film ever. I stand by it. I don't care. Hey, Ant, fuck you. Dick Van Dyke has the best Cockney accent I've ever heard. I don't care. Freak, shit in your bed, freak out. That's my belief, damn it. Okay, this comes from Ant. Hashtag OSCTM. Just heard the start of episode 105, LOL. Thanks for playing a little of satire on the show, and I'm more than up for coming on. You're fucking right. We got to have you on, man. I love his back and forth with Devil Vamp on that show. Love that show. It's like one of my favorite shows to listen to. This comes from Ant. Hashtag OSCTM. I have to have physical copies of my movies, same as my music as well. That's why I have over 5,000 vinyls at my house.
That's
wow,
ridiculous.
Man. Where the fuck do you put that shit? Kepo Trek, I know you're a tangible dude as well. You got to have your DVDs. Charlie, would you mind purchasing digital copies? Do you own any digital copies of movies?
Well, I'm definitely not on the right podcast for this, but I'm not a big movie person.
Okay.
But the movies that I do really love, I do own them all digitally, yes. I like having the physical physical copy of it. It's like magazines. Now, even though everything is going online, when there's a magazine that I really like or that I like reading, I like having the book or the magazine in my hand.
Do you think that's going to go away with time because the young people are used to having that digital stuff?
I think that unfortunately, with time, physical copies eventually won't exist anymore, so we won't have a choice.
Yeah.
But as long as they are available, I think people will buy them. Yeah, totally.
But, I mean, you see, like, the vinyl market is making a comeback. So there is
an audience. Yeah, so hopefully it stays for everything.
Yeah, I think it'll be a niche thing. I think it'll stay niche. Ant chimes in on the Cockney stuff. Hashtag OSATM. Yes, as a Cockney, I do get legitimately pissed off with Dick Van Dyke's accent. He's better at diagnosing murders than that's for sure. Yeah. Again, I don't care what anybody says. I stand by it. Best accent on film ever. DRG, Double Vamp. Well, that escalated quickly. Hashtag OSATM is a blast to hear the commentary, but even funnier to see Vamp react. Yeah, man, I think we're going to give Vamp a heart attack, dude. He's drinking too much haterade. Tell you. Antivigilante, hashtag OSATM. Woman in B2, no Brummy accents in sight. What?
It's Woman in Black 2.
Okay. No Brummy accents in sight, old school. Just shitty posh ones, but what a fucking mess this film was. Terrible. Avoid 2 out of 10. Yeah, there you go.
Like, even me, I didn't want to see it, and I'm the horror guy, so.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, that was an actual movie?
Yeah, we...
Black 2, yeah.
Yeah,
what?
The first one was called Harry Potter Ghost Hunter.
That's awesome.
It's because it was the kid who played Harry Potter was in, like, a ghost movie, so wow. I was always joking. I'm like, holy shit, it's Harry Potter Ghost Hunter. I have to make that movie now. Oh my god, that movie has to be made.
And we end on Ant as well. Hashtag OSATM. Just watch Grand Budapest Hotel again. Best film of 2014 by far for me now. Wes Anderson is a genius. Kev saw this too.
I've only seen half of it. I still have the other half to watch.
I find Wes Anderson at sometimes is a lot more overrated than he actually is. At times. Not all the time. At times.
Awesome. Let's close the show. Plugs, final thoughts. We'll throw it to Charlie.
Come listen to my podcast, All Wine Aside, where we just get drunk and talk about nonsense. And that's it.
Okay. Thank you very much. you're also on BYOB.
I'm also on BYOB, where myself and Old School just bitch at each other for it's half an hour.
We recorded before this, and we did a 30-minute argument about Facebook.
It was terrible. It was great.
It was awesome.
It was great.
It was greatly terrible. And we're coming up with a new show. Carp and I, we're looking for more males to come on the show. It's going to be a brother show to All Wine Aside called All Beer Inside, where we get drunk and just do rants and blast their show.
Yep.
Agreed. Oh, goodness.
So we need
can't wait to
strapping,
hear that.
Strapping young lads between 18 and 50.
35.
30, 50, and who don't mind getting trashed and talking shit. If you're interested, find me out on the Twitter. All right.
Can't wait to hear it.
Carp, plugs, final thoughts.
As always, I'm going to promote StableWars.com. There's a bunch of games starting up at the end of this week, beginning on Monday. Definitely swing by for the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. As well, I'm going to give a shout-out to my buddy's production company, Too Lazy to Live Productions. He just made an animated comedy called Santa's Sex Tape. Check it out on YouTube. It's freaking hilarious.
Oh, my God.
And his animation, anybody who enjoyed Monty Python will definitely love this guy's animation.
Kev.
You know what I'm going to say.
Fuck you.
Just make something up.
Forget it. All right. Thanks for nothing, Kebo Trek. All right. So for Thanks for Nothing, Kebo Trek, Carp, Charlie, Heavyset, and Will. This is Old School. Oh, and I guess I'll throw Will's plugs out. He unfortunately got disconnected.
Comicbooksftw.com.
Comicbooksftw.com. Check out Cosplay Shit. So for Will, Charlie, Heavyset, Kebo Trek, and Carp, this is Old School. Thank you very much for listening.
For over 30 years, you've watched him shine in dramas like Husbands and Wives, Kinsey, and Schindler's List. Now, witness the franchise that finally paid for Liam Neeson's kids' college educations, Taken.
Oh, my goodness.
Suit up for movies that are all about kidnapping, where no one uses the word kidnapped.
She's been taken. There were people in the apartment, then she was taken.
Your mother and I are going to be taken.
In these high-octane spy thrillers that aren't as smart as Bourne or as cool as Bond, but feature way more beatdowns of guys who look like your Uber driver. Meet Brian Mills, an elite ex-CIA agent with a really bad pension plan.
I can tell you I don't have money.
He has a very particular set of skills.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills.
Skills like scrapbooking, photography, gift wrapping, junkie rehabilitation, and car detailing?
I'd rather do it myself. I'm a little obsessive that way.
But most of all, he's got the skills that make him a nightmare for people who don't want their throats destroyed.
It's all chops. The throat. Still doing it.
When his family is taken, Brian will do whatever it takes to get them back, whether that means stealing someone's cab, stealing someone else's cab, shooting an innocent woman, destroying a construction yard, destroying a market, destroying a train, destroying a U.S. embassy, or making his daughter toss 3 live grenades into the streets of Istanbul.
Set off another grenade.
No one in Europe is safe from Liam Neeson.
I will tear down the Eiffel Tower if I have to.
Whoa, okay, dude, relax. So before the release of the third and final Takening, re-experience the first Taken, where the world's most Irish-sounding American...
How about if I go along?
...saves the world's oldest-looking teenager from some of the world's hairiest criminals. Then, since it was way more successful than anyone expected, watch them pull a hangover and do the exact same thing for Taken 2, where the world's oldest-looking teenager saves the world's Irishiest American...
Why didn't you and Kim come with me?
...from the most interesting man in the world. Stay vengeful, my friends. So enjoy these two films that confirm every overprotective dad's worst fears and show off every ugly stereotype we have about foreigners while sending Americans everywhere an important message. Don't go to Europe. Starring
Darkman, Fancy Jansen, Kim Bauer, Traitorous Frenchman, Eastern European Criminal Number 1, Eastern European Criminal Number 2, Eastern European Criminal Number 3, Eastern European Criminal Number 4, Eastern European Criminal Number... You get the idea. And Liam's Nissan. Token.
What is this?
It's U2's European tour dates.
She left the country to follow U2 around? I'd rather be taken.